I'm going to get a snorkel and wear it every once in a while, so it looks like I'm actually swimming.
I like it. Swimming with the fishes.
You can have a headset snorkel.
Katrina, what are you up to?
Let's see. Well, I got in a 5-mile run before today, right now, so I'm still a little sweaty. Things are good. I'm looking forward to, I was hoping we could do the precepts, but I guess, like, if Lamaba is going to lead us in some things on the
6th. Yeah, practice at noon, yeah. And yeah. I apologize. I had popped up something for Sakadawa from last year that had all the, and I didn't look at it closely, and so.
Oh, no, I just, I had never done it by myself. I'd rather have someone lead me, but I'll try. I'll go for it. So, because you have to do it before the sunrise, right? Like at 5-something?
Yeah, you get started before sunrise. So you can find the sunrise time.
Yep, I'll do it.
And it takes, it takes about 15 or 20 minutes, so you only need to start about that far before sunrise.
Okay. So I'm on my own. I have to fly on my own.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good for me. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm still working. I'm a teacher, so I have to teach online, which is not fun. But I still have the job, so that's good.
Very good.
Yeah.
What are you teaching?
I teach Spanish. I teach high school Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in Argentina. Does Geshe-la speak Spanish?
I don't think so. Probably a few words, but
yeah.
He speaks English, so.
Yeah, and if we can get Osa, to come, we can speak Spanish. That'd be great.
I speak Spanish.
Awesome. Muy bien.
Sí. Well, Geshe-la might speak Spanish by the time he gets home.
I know. That would be great. That would be great.
If I run in and out, I'm checking on my cat. She's not doing that well. So I'm going to go check on her right now.
I'm going to make my breakfast real quickly. Be right back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Meredith, how are you doing?
Hey, doing good. I put myself back on mute because my dogs decided this was a good time to play fight right next to me. So we're doing fine. How are y'all?
We're all doing good. Who else do we have this morning? Good morning, Venerable Chucky and Venerable Lamo. Hello. Anyone else have anything to report in? It's just nice to check in with each other.
Oh, I'm in the middle of a 2-weekend Fixing Guidelines Level 2 training. That's where I'm headed at noon.
Wow.
So that's really fun. And Venerable Amy's participating and Pamela Patton in New York and just a really wonderful group of people. So that's just awesome.
Hey, Elise. Hi, David. I still have those notes. I haven't delivered them yet. I have them all done. I just have to take them to the Kadampa Center.
Great. We really need more notes. And
you do? Yeah. Okay. I will deliver them.
Yeah, Elise, can you go ahead and explain what that's about in case anybody missed out on hearing about that?
Yes, we're collecting face masks, you know, face coverings, and notes of encouragement, like our love notes. In fact, it's easiest to call them love notes. And last week, I made a delivery of 150 love notes to Meals on Wheels. Those notes get distributed with their trays because people have always been isolated, and they're isolated more than ever, and it really makes them feel wonderful to get a little note from someone, even if it's a stranger. And then 2 weeks ago, I delivered a package of 25 face masks with a love note in the package to the women's homeless shelter over on Cox Street in Raleigh. Mm. And they were so eager for these face masks. I just got out of the car, and someone in the parking lot came over and said, is that a face mask? Can I have one? So they're really eager. And these people who are homeless and in low-income areas, they're more susceptible than anybody to infection. You know, their health is poor. They have to get out into the community. So the more face masks that we can make to help them, it would be wonderful. I have I will be delivering probably around 75 face masks next week to Raleigh Rescue Mission, because they take care of the homeless downtown Raleigh. But there are many organizations that are desperate for them. So please keep the face masks and love notes coming.
Great. Good.
Thanks, Donna, for my little spiel.
Sure. At least I will bring you, I'll bring you like maybe 50. I mean, I've been making them all the time, but and giving them to other, you know, other places, but I really would like them to go to the homeless first, because they're probably the most vulnerable population.
Yeah.
So we'll get together on that.
Yeah, there's a bin at the center. You could bring them there anytime.
Is the center open?
It's outside the door. It's
okay.
It's a little plastic bin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And if we're doing announcements, just a reminder that Venerable Robina will be live streaming that we're hosting this week, starting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. She'll be teaching every evening this week except Thursday. Although Thursday she is doing a teaching about death and rebirth hosted by Maitripa College. And then she's back with us Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. So please do come and register for those, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
That's right.
Where in the world will she be speaking from?
Not from this chair. She is in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, she had been in Portland for the last few weeks, but now she's in Santa Fe. Well, who do we have here who I haven't checked in with? Jill, how are you doing? She disappeared.
I hit the wrong button. Hey, guys. Miranda's here with you in
Hi.
Hey, Miranda.
Miranda's listening. She's doing lots of yarn projects. So she's knitting doing a lot of composite work with yarn and working with her hands. She's really doing well.
Yeah.
Miss you guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen.
Hey, Helen. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
You're all backlit. We can hardly see you.
This is specifically for Helen.
Yeah.
That's how we remember each other's name. Helen!
And I see Patrick and Joanna. How are you guys?
Got to unmute. Bodie was barking. We're good.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Hi, Bodie.
Woof, woof. Do you hear that?
Anyone else? Hey, Julie, what's up? Julie has a new haircut. Hi, everybody.
Hey there.
Oh, it's new haircut.
Yeah, I just cut it.
Nice.
I got tired of it, and I was unable to get my haircut on March 3rd. So after that, it's just been do-it-yourself. I let my husband cut
the back of my hair. So it looks shorter from the front, but he basically clipped it like an inch across the bottom. So that's my version of a haircut.
He did a good job.
Yeah, my wife's been cutting my hair. Yeah, so that's good. Otherwise, I'd look like a wild man.
Okay. Y'all, talk among yourselves. I need to take care of something off screen.
Who's got the bird?
Oh, that might be me, actually. I'm in my backyard.
I've got wind chimes and birds. Uh-huh. It sounds like I have a sound effects machine on when I'm outside if I do a Zoom, people.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh. And they say they're singing more now.
Huh? We have a lot of bluebirds that are showing up now.
Good morning, Geshe.
Me too. Is Geshe here?
Good morning, Geshe.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
How's everybody?
Very good.
Thank you. How are you?
Where'd it go?
Where's
the
Facebook?
Yeah.
Like,
you kind of press here?
What
is
it? Numbers. For some reason, I can't see. Bear with me a few minutes, please, because this gadget has almost, battery is almost about to die. the chat is trying to help me here. I'm not sure what's happening.
I asked Donna to resend you a link right now, please.
Donna, send me the link again. Send me the link. Yeah, because this gadget is about to die. Battery. One, they're fully charged, is not locked in.
Conectarle ese aparato de Shela.
Oh, the bulb has very beautiful background. Bulb is like fish. Yeah. Give you peace of mind. Can ease your mind. That's very nice. No, maybe it won't. No. Look what the
Okay,
almost done. Thank you very much for your incredible patience. Okay, now check the old fix. Thank you very much.
Just drop it,
Dumasi.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Working on it, Geshe-la.
Okay. Welcome back to the class. So, did everybody watch His Holiness last Friday, the first 2 days?
Yes. Okay.
Wonderful. please think about, you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha. So take a refuge, you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha. As I mentioned last Sunday, so attitude. So what kind of attitude that one should have before we take, you know, refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha? If you consider yourself a Buddha, if you consider yourself a Buddhist, then take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. All the difficulties, all complications, all problems, so many of them due to mind. Ignorance. Buddha showed the path, how to clear the complication, how to eliminate, you know, the complication into your mind, and how to grow, and how to awake, teaching us how to awake. That's why, you know, the Buddha was one of the titles of the Buddha called Awakening One, because it's Awakening One. Or Sang. Awakening from all this, you know, disturbing thought. So that is the Buddha who shows the path. So you take refuge into that path, seeing the Buddha is shining the light. Buddha who is like shining a light. The path, and make it more clear that you can see, that you can walk on that path. Oh, then get out of the darkness, not just yourself, and also to lead other beings out of the darkness towards light. So that Buddha is showing the path. And the path, actual path itself, you know, actual path or teaching. So, is the among those, even like among like Buddha's deeds, there's many different kinds, different types of deeds. One of the most important deeds was Buddha's teaching. So, actual representation of the Buddha himself or herself. So, in the Western world, you could say it's like almost like therapies. So, therapeutic approach towards our problems, problem that we experience as an individual beings, the problem we experience as a community, as a, you know, country, as a whole civilizations. Right? How to approach? Well, the teachings like that, therapeutic as a method, how to approach with loving kindness and compassion. That's what his holiness emphasis last two teachings emphasis that we all should, you know, embrace loving kindness, compassion. Okay, so with that kind of attitude, then we take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So then after that, last two lines generating altruistic attitude. what is called bodhicitta. So his holiness touched quite a bit on that, bodhicitta. The second two lines of bodhicitta. Okay, so then with that knowledge in our mind, so then we all share the refuge together. Okay, refuge together. maybe said in English, better, so that everybody understand.
I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Oh, yeah, very good. four immeasurable, please, four immeasurable with contemplation, Okay, so four immeasurable. Please think about the meaning. Right? May all sentient beings.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Oh, yeah, very good. Thank you very much. So then last time what we talked, I forgot.
Being aware. You talked about being aware last
being time. Being aware of chocolate chip cookies?
No, compassion.
No.
So I think the last time that we talked about how to be aware, you know, be aware of the situation that we are all in. With approach to yourself or to other people with compassion, not with like harsh. Why? You know, that's not how you heal. So now today, you know, like probably. let's talk a little bit about chamba, love. do you love Kel?
No. <Huh? laughs>
Oh, there's one. He said no.
Yeah, said no.
So, do you love pizza? Pizza?
I like pizza. Yeah, I like it. I don't love it.
So, did you ever say that you love pizza or no?
No.
Oh, you never say you love pizza?
No, I like it. I don't love it.
No, now you change. 2 years ago. So called Chamba. Chamba Chembo. Big love. Chembo means big, you know, big love. I'm not sure what's the proper the word in English. Chamba Chembo. The Sanskrit is called Maha. Maha means big. Huh? How you say it?
Usually I think they say great love, Geshe-la.
Yeah, great love. So.
But big love works. Big love is fine.
Yeah, we stick with the proper word, great love. We stick with the proper word. So what matters, huh? What matters? Yeah. Chamba-chimbo. Okay, great love. Chamba-chimbo. Dokun, one of the prayer, in the beginning of the prayer, I remember seeing that, Chamba Chembo, Chamba love, Chembo is great, Chamba Chembo, Dokun, all, Do is a moderator, beings, you know, moderator, going here, going there, going up there, not living, with up to the meaning of the migrated being, because nobody migrates now. Everybody stay home. Chabachibi, Drogun, all beings. Dela, good. The great loves has the great loves leads all beings to happiness. Rogun Dela good is to help them to help or lead them to achieve happiness. So that's what it is. Chamba Chembo, Rogun Dela good. Think about that. Chamba Chembo, Rogun Dela good. So what is Chamba Chembo? The prayer you say Chamba Chembo, Rogun Dela good is Tukje Chembo, Jiva Gunje Chops. Tukje Chembo means, Tukje, literally means compassion, great compassion. Jiva Gunje Chops means a great compassion, protect from all fears. Think about that. I think it's one of the prayers for Maitreya Buddha or something like that. If I remember correctly, today should be Jiva Gunje Chops. As I said last Sunday, compassion heals. Compassion is like protects from fears. Oh. Okay. So now What is Chamba? What is Chamba? How you define Chamba? How you define Bob Chamba? Probably there are, you know, like if you can think that, if you think about the division, there might be few different parts of Chamba. So then, object. What is the object of love? It's not pizza. It's not chocolate and cookies. So I think it's like, sorry to say, it's wrong that you when we say, oh, I love pizza. So pizza is not just object of love. Object of love has to be being, not being. So being. So for the sake of knowledge, okay, for the sake of knowledge. So I'm just explaining here based on the Buddhist philosophy, how you define love. The love, what is love? Well, love can be divided into three different categories, but in this case, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. If you see, there's three divisions. So divisions based on different level of realizations. It's not here, not their importance. So now the object, what is object? It says object is being that feels, that sense, that become happier, go down, remorse, excited, all kind of emotions. Something that needs to have emotions, feelings. That is the object of love, for the sake of knowledge. No? So now the aspect, object is being aspect, numbers, for aspect number. development, danger means like, wish to be happy. So see, the happiness in Buddhism, in Buddhist philosophy, it doesn't necessarily mean excitement. So people, we should not understand happiness is like excitement, emotion. No, it's not excitement, emotions. It's like more like, it's more in peace. It's more in peace. More in peace with yourself, peace with others, peace. Remember, there was a danger, wish to achieve that. In the word, the way it worded, dewa, in Tibetan, dewa, when you translate in English, it's happiness. Dewa means happiness. So then happiness, there's physical happiness and mental happiness. Mental happiness is much more powerful than physical happiness. Physical happiness cannot handle mental pain. Mental happiness can handle physical pain. That mental powerful, more powerful. Method to how to develop. Object, being, aspect, number. There was the wish to help yourself or someone else to achieve happiness. That's called love. whatever ways. You make someone else comfortable, so I'm not sure how to say it, but you know, like, to wish to them to be happy, or wish to lead them to happiness, okay, they want to be, So now, what is the method? What is the technique? What is the technique or method Tampa or great love or love. Well, there are probably a bit of a Sunday. Compassion rises if you witness somebody's going through physical problem, mental or emotional problems. When you witness that, then you feel sorry that you want to, alleviate. That you want to alleviate that being from that difficulties, whether it's a physical difficulty, mental difficulty, and you want to be there and alleviate from that. So that's compassion, very compassion. So here, love is to desire to help them to achieve happiness, not necessarily seeing somebody's going through some kind of problems, physical problem. No, you don't need to see physical problem, mental problem people are going through. You don't, in order to meditate on love or champa, you don't need to see that somebody's going through some kind of difficulties, physical or mental difficulties. So now, what is the technique? What is the technique to meditate on champa or love or champa chambo, great love, champa chambo? The champa chambo come later, champa first. So, according to the test, it says, you know, champa, the love grow, love develop, or like, how one could think about love. Love grows or develops based on remembering the kindness. Understood? Kindness. There's a difference. Remember the kindness. Remembering the kindness, so then want to repay the kindness. When you're repaying the kindness, that means you are helping them to achieve happiness. That's what you mean, repay kindness. Of course, indirectly subduing their problems. Physical problem, mental problem, directly repaying. Why repay? Oh, you have been received so much. Since from the birth, we have been received so much. Since from our birth, we have no clue how to clean our face. We are not born like this, with physical strength. And like a big hand, look handsome, look beautiful. We don't grow like that. We grow like, when you see the mice, baby, no hair. Each and every one of us like that, that's how we come into the world. We don't come like this with the old nice clothes, with the watch and like all this, all this knowledge. When we first came, little careless, life is finished. There's no question. It's not just for Tibetan or monk or non-American. It's equal to everybody. All the mammals, same thing. It's very important to remember how we've been cared, how we've been loved. It's not good to remember, how you've been treated, how you've been cheated, how you've been, nothing good comes out of that. Time to time, need to remember how we've been cared, how we have been loved since from the birth. Minute we are born, generally speaking. How much we receive. Every now, this, challenging time is become very obvious. How much we receive, nobody can collect, just simple thing, if nobody can collect your garbage, become problems. It become big problems. We don't think. It become just like normal. If people don't bring the food to the supermarket, it become big problems. We don't think, usually we don't think. We don't think how we receive. We just receive, we just get. We don't think how we receive, we don't think. Yeah, there's many beings involved just to get food to your table. There's many, many, there's chains of beings that involve to make it very easy to you to have whatever you want to eat, you know. That's all the contributions that, you know, with intention, without intention, it doesn't matter, they're contributing. They may have no message, they may have intentions to make you happy, but due to their contributions, they you enjoy. It's become a problem, it's become a problem. Now it's very, become very obvious, you know, that, yeah. Then if you think a little bit broader, yeah, it is causing somebody's life. Everything that you, everything we enjoy, the food, the water, the clothes, is causing, not like human life, but it's causing somebody's is dying because of this, you know, enjoyment that we experience in somebody's time. If you care, yeah, a bunch of insects are dying if you care. If you care, the bunch of people are creating negative karma, producing, growing rice. Without killing bugs, you can grow rice. Do we sympathize with them? Do we sympathize? Is it worth to pray for them before we eat? Any being that is associated with this food, very food that I'm consuming, what happens if you start to pray? If you start to pray, what happens? It ease your mind, it ease your mind. And you see, the beings, they are alive, who is related to the food. The very foods that you are using, you are consuming, the beings that are related to that food, who are alive. Beings that are related to this food, only dead. So, it is important to pray, yeah? It's important to pray because of them, that you are enjoying the food. Without them, there will be no food. There is no food. If you need to grow yourself, there will be a lot of complications. A lot of complications. You know, so not easy to grow. Not easy to grow. So that's how you ease your mind, you know, like compassion. How much we receive, that's how the love has been developed based on the remembering the kindness. Remember the kindness. Repaying whatever way, even just saying simple prayer on their behalf. What's it cost? Nothing. Even though you don't know all kinds of, just a few mantras. What, you lose? Nothing. You feel like you participated in their well-being, their happiness. At least you feel that you participated in their happiness. Your own way, you know, your own way, you say a few mantras. So for the sake of knowledge, that's how meditation on love or great love, meditation on love has been done. Remembering the kindness, recalling the kindness. Then why is it begin with the mother? Because mother is the one, right from the birth, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody. You don't know anybody. Only person that you know is the mother. And taught you, cares about you, sacrifice. So you should, I shouldn't say small things, but you know, relatively small things, even like sacrifice your sleep. How like, how much the mother missed good night's sleep because we cry. Do we ever recall that? Do we ever recall that? No. Fly lands on your face, even though you don't know how to move the fly away. You don't know. That's how each and every one of us grow up. Do we ever remember that? No. We forget. We forget how much we received. We forget how much we have been lost. We forget all of that. Then question all the time, question and the question.
So it looks like we've lost Geshla for the moment. We'll wait and see if he can come back in.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Geshla. Glad to have you back.
Sorry. Internet here went to internet went to pee-pee break. So what we are talking is like meditating, the technique or method how to meditate on love. So then that love becomes love, eventually becomes great, great love. The beginning love. So what I'm saying here, why mother generally speaking, you know, so that so like how much good night sleep they sacrifice for your well being. So we need to go back to the beginning. We need to go back to the beginning of this life, how much we receive. Don't think that you never receive any love. No, that's wrong. That's not true. You receive maximum love from your mother. Also, the father is all included, not like mother, but father is included. Not father is not excluded, included, but you know, not included like mother. the very body. Think about carrying that 9 months something in your belly is not easy. So I have no clue. Well, the mother there has experience, has lived with that, has clue. You cannot pay your mother's kindness.
So it looks like we've lost him again. Venerable Lama, can you lead us in some Tara mantras while we're waiting?
Sure. So I'll read the verse of praise. Tara liberates from... Okay, let me share the screen. So we can read it together. Tara liberates from cycle existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. So let's do 21. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re.
Oh yeah, that's good. 1 second. So,
Did you unmute, Geshe-la?
Yes, I did. So sorry, the internet got very cold because like 23 Fahrenheit here. It's winter here, very cold. Internet went to have some heat from the fire. It's very cold here, it's very cold. So probably it's going to happen again, so please bear because we're here. The line, how many like the line that we have here? Or meter,
huh? 2 kilometers. 1.5 miles.
1.5 mile of wire running from the town to here at the house. 1.5 mile of wire to the jungle, to the bushes. So you can't really, this is unpredictable. it's a miracle that we have internet here. It's a miracle. There's only one wire.
Andre, can you mute your mic, please?
Yeah. I'm sort of out right now. I'm being...
Venerable Lama, can we do Tara Mantras again, please? Anytime we lose Geshe-la, thank you.
Tara liberates from cyclic systems. Tara liberates from the fears. Tara liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Sorry, so again. obstacles. Oh, yeah. So now, again, it may go back again. So, can you hear? Oh, yeah. So, what we need to do is like how to, the technique or method how to meditate on love. So, now for the sake of knowledge, now today, object of love is being, the emotion, the being. So, that's object, okay? So how to meditate on love? So first need to think about what you receive, what you have received, how much you received. So the recipients, you know, it begins with the mother, this like mother. Because the mother has gave you so much, so generally speaking, give you so much. So, you know, then unfortunately, you know, there are sometimes there's problems. But generally speaking, going back to the life of the birth, how much you receive. So this has been explained. It's been explained quite details. It went to quite detail. So I think it's also very good for the Kadambas. In the near future, when we able to get back together physically, so I think it's important to teach all our kids at the center how to meditate on love. It's very important them to teach the children's programs how to meditate on love, and need to teach them how to recall the kindness, the maximum kindness they receive from their parents, particularly for their mother. It's important to teach them how to remember that. It's not good to teach them, oh, you just become like this, like now. No. They need to remember how they become like this. They need to remember, if they can remember, if you can guide them step by step, it's important. It will benefit them. So, now think about, if you really want to practice love, and then think about what you received. It's important to think about what you received. Don't think what you don't receive. That does not help. Love doesn't help love. You need to think about what you have received, what I have received. see what you have received. Because love, why is important to focus on what I received rather than what I did not receive? If you focus on what you don't receive, what happens? What happens? Most of the time that you are not happy. If you focus on what you don't receive, does it make you happy? No, probably not. When you focus on what I receive, so that's the point. The whole point is you need to focus on what you received, what you receive. I'm grateful for my precious previous life because I received this perfect human rebirth. I received, that's how the appreciation grows for the precious previous life. What I received, the appreciation grow when you focus on what you receive. So now think about daily basis. There's so much we have received, so much that you are receiving now, future. Without receive, nobody will survive. You cannot survive. Don't ever say, I don't receive anything. No. If you don't receive anything, you can't survive. You cannot survive. This is our survival. Our very survival is based on what we received. What we are receiving now. And now this challenge time, then it's become kind of obvious. It's become very kind of obvious. And when you think about receiving, in the beginning, when you're being emotionally, there's not much emotional reaction. There's not much probably physical reactions at the beginning. Next time, when you think about what you have received, you have goosebumps, you have tears coming down, rolling down from the internet. Huh? Can you hear? Sorry, a lot of problems with the internet. So what I'm trying to say is like, you need to focus. If you really want to experience great love, if you want to experience love or great love, you need to focus on what you received. Don't focus on all the time. Don't question, don't focus on like what you don't receive. What you don't receive. Particularly, don't focus on something negative that you receive at that moment. If you focus on that moment, you are receiving something negative. You focus on that, you are never going to experience love at all. See, there's no how you experience love. You experience love focusing on what you received, rather than what you're not receiving now. If you focus on what you're not receiving, that destroys the love. And you could say love, you could talk about love. You never experience love. Sorry to say. Only way you experience love, if you focus on what you received. Receiving now, what you receive. Next time, when you think about receiving, then you have physical reaction, goosebumps, tears falls down on your face. Or maybe you are experiencing great love, now you are experiencing great love. Maybe towards one being, as I said, object has to be being. When you think about receiving from somebody, If you have tears, goosebumps, that you are experiencing great love. If you are experiencing that with every single being, so then that's like immeasurable love. That's called immeasurable love. You're having that reaction, thinking of each and every sentient being, you achieve immeasurable. You are experiencing immeasurable love. What's the result? You are going to be happier. You are going to be much, much happier. Result. You are going to be a happy person. You are going to be happy. Great love, result, that you achieve happiness. You achieve healthy mind, the healthy body, life is probably you may live longer happily, live longer happily, not miserably, live longer happily. So that's how the meditation on love has been done, all my friends. Focusing on what you receive. You can trade, receiving the positive, you should not trade with receiving something negative. Why you lose, you never get a chance to experience love. You can just talk about love, 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 but you never experience love. Only way you can experience love is you focus on what you received, what you received. So now, if that's the case, there's a maximum that we receive from our mother. So now think about, is this the first, is this the only life that you had? Now, is it the only life you are going to have? I'm not asking you to believe anything. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm asking you to analyze. Is this the first time you become breathing, living being? Or before that, you are kind of like a piece of rock somewhere in Colorado? I'm just asking you to think. Oh, we have been receiving since from beginning this time. Do you understand that? We've been receiving since from beginning this time. So now talk about image of love. Now you have base. Now you can talk about image of love because now you understand, you have the base. You understood the base. Oh, forgiveness will probably take place if you just focus on the receiving part. All this questioning, or like, am I receiving something, or what good comes out of that? Say, situations, as I said last time, situations that we are all in, very critical part of the process, need to remember, need to be aware, not just to understand, or need to be aware. Including yourself, included. Don't ever think that yourself is not included. No, yourself is included there. So then next time when you think about love, when you meditate on love, when you think about that, it's not like that you can't think, it's not that hard. It's almost impossible. If you say, I can't think about receiving, that's almost impossible. It's hard to believe. Isn't it? It's hard to believe that. That means you never receive anything. That's hard to believe. If somebody says, I never receive anything, that's hard to believe. If you receive something, why you cannot think about that you received? That's the same thing. Or if somebody says, oh, I cannot let you love, that's impossible. You can let you love. You can recall. You can... Oh, like my friend give me cookies. I don't remember. Oh, I pretend I don't remember. I pretend. I don't want to remember. Maybe you don't want to remember. Maybe you don't want to remember. Something similar things happens. That kind of, that obscure your mind to refuse to remember. No, that's not good. Not good. So it's in every one of us. We receive so much from people, your friend, your wife, your husband. So it's hard to believe that you say, I don't receive anything. No, no, that's not true. You have received. Why we don't focus on that? Or why I should focus on that? Somebody could say, somebody should argue, why I should focus on that? I don't want to focus. The question is, do you want to experience love? If your answer is no, I don't want to experience love, then probably you choose to be miserable. So that's your life. There's nothing much you can do. You choose to be miserable. That is your choice. You have every right to be miserable. You have every right to be happy. It's your choice. Nobody can force. But back in your mind, you want to be happy, and you need to know how to be happy. Happiness is not just the result of mere wish. Everybody has wish. Happiness is something that you produce. You learn and think. And think deep. So, isn't every one of us have something to? Isn't every one of us has received something? Don't say I don't receive anything. That's not true. So then, focus on that. Focus on that. Repaying will automatically rise. Repaying, the mind of repaying automatically rise. you like to receive. You like to be loved. You like, if you give somebody else something, they like to be received too. They also like to receive. When you see that you are making them happy, it makes you happy. That's why His Holiness said last Friday, not all the happiness that you this in this universe due to cherishing others. All the problems, all the complications, all the difficulties is due to this self-cherishing mind. My way of the attitude. If you receive initiation from that attitude all the time, there will be no sunshine. You can see sunshine. Because you are receiving initiations from the self-cherishing mind day and night. It's easy, it's not easy, nothing is easy. It's hard, but it's become softer. Think. You have to think many times. You can't just think one, many times. You can think many times. Think. Think many times. Then, you see the self-changing mind is a problem. So, here you and me, all of us, That's when we try to meditate on love, that's what we need to do. Focus on kindness that you receive. I'm repeating this again and again. It's important. Why it's important? It's changing me, Shaitan Bhushan says. It burns anger. It's like it leads all the being, including yourself. It leads to happiness. That's why. Don't do that because you think I'm your religious person. You are that. You are Buddhist. No, no. It benefits you. It's for your happiness. That's all. It's for your happiness. It's not about you becoming Buddhist. It's not about you becoming Buddhist. It helps you to be happy in this life. That's why it's very important. In the beginning, there's nothing happened physically, mentally, nothing happened, just thinking. Just thinking. Oh, all day, one day, all of a sudden, there's goosebumps, or there's tears like flowing through your face. Oh, you are experiencing great love towards that person, mother or that. When you explain that to every living being, that's immeasurable love. So now you understand, may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness. What it means? It means for immeasurable love. So now how to meditate? That's how you meditate. Okay? How you meditate. How I can tell that I accomplish the immeasurable love, practice of immeasurable love? How I can tell? Oh, you can tell. There's zero concern about your happiness. Zero concern. All your concern is happiness for others. Oh, that you finish, you accomplish immeasurable love, practice of immeasurable love. You perfect now that practice. You become professionals of in the love, practice of image of love. You know. Now time is almost over, so. So just repeat the word. May all sentient beings have happiness cause of happiness. Repeat a few times and meditate. Not that you can meditate what I received. Oh, there's so much like so many nice words been said to me from my husband long time ago, last year, 2 years ago. Oh, good. Need to remember that. What need to remember, because even that before that, need to, even necessary to go back all the way back to the beginning of the birth. Right after mother's womb. Oh, need necessary to go all the way there. Oh, like she told me so many nice words. She just said that received it. Oh, opportunity to experience love. It is, needs to go way, all the way from the beginning. First time you met, how excited you are. Go all the way back. Remember. May all sentient beings have happiness, the cause of happiness. Say a few times, then think about what I have received. You could begin with your mothers, what you have received. If you really want to experience love, that's the way to do. Focus on what you received. Then when you start to repay all, so that's good to know. So that's like then that's like rise and shine. that's how you rise and shine. Every morning, that's how you rise and shine. Shabbat Shalom, Dogon Dela, great love, leads all beings to happiness, including yourself, great love. When you think about that, you have physical reactions. What those physical reactions looks like, tear, goosebumps. Even physical reacts. Even the physical body reacts. When you experience love, even the physical body reacts. The physical reaction. So So now the four images of prayer makes sense. You know, may all entities have cast to have a happiness, a cause of happiness. Yeah. Your heart is going to fill with joy, of course. Because you experience love. How come that you have no joy if you experience love? It's impossible not to experience joy. If you experience love, it's impossible. So I have experienced that's probably more like an attachment, not really love. It's not based on, it doesn't arise, it's not arise on awareness, being aware of what you have received. It may be arise based on shape and color. Or it will never become great love. That's probably attachment. True love. Oh, if you have the best of them, like focus on what you receive. So then you can just practice that. That's all. You just practice love. You ask you what you practice. You say, I practice love. That's all you practice. What you preach love. You tell people, focus on what you receive. Telling people, don't focus on what you don't receive. Particularly, don't focus on what you receive something negative. Don't focus on that. There's nothing good come out of that. Yeah. People ask, what do you believe? You can say, I believe in love. That's what I believe. What do you practice? I practice love. What's the result? I'm more happier. As a result, I'm more happier. Is this like very unique practice of Buddhism? No. Every major tradition teaches. If everybody practices that, the world is going to be much, much better place. Oh, there might be no many people call themselves Buddhist, that's okay. Nothing wrong. Or maybe there's not many people call themselves religious person, nothing wrong. Everybody practices love. Everybody's thinking what they receive from somebody else. That's how the world is going to heal. Oh. Today I just want to talk about that, okay? So with all my friends, so I just want to say, Chambachin Dogun Delabus, great compassion protects everybody from fear. Great love leads everybody to happiness. Great love. That's how you mean. What is love? That song. What is love? Is there a song? What is love? Just for anybody remember that song, I don't know. I don't know many songs. You know song, What is Love? No? Sorry, so probably, don't hope that something will come out of me. So I don't, there's nothing to come out. But I don't know. Is there any, I was wondering, is there any song for love? Huh?
There is. All You Need Is Love. That's a Beatles song.
Oh. Well, the song doesn't explain what is love. Only says, all you need is love. True. All you need is love. But how to experience, how to have even like some taste, gleam of taste, how to have some taste of love. You can test, I can test, everybody can test. Yeah, you can test, no? So that's I wanted to talk about today. So anything else? So Chamba, it's called Chamba. In Tibetan word it's called Chamba. Chamba Chembo, the great love, Chamba Chembo. Mm. So what else now? Huh? Any question from any questions or any discussions? Sorry, that's it. So almost now 1 hour. Mm. So, if anybody has any questions that we discuss? So then next week Robina will come.
Venerable Robina starts tomorrow night. She's seven to nine PM every evening this week except Thursday, and then 1 to 4 PM next Saturday and Sunday.
From where?
She's gonna be on a Zoom chat also.
From where?
From, she's in Santa Fe.
Oh, she's in the state, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, so then what else? No, that's all. So, so then see you in when?
2 weeks, Geshe-la.
Oh, June 7th?
No, June 14th, sorry.
Donna, should we start dedications then? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yes, Lama Lama, let's just go ahead.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicine be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenreis and Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Amitare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduers more away, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjinas Tiptori's doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please please this law. And now green Tara mantras for Geshe La and Geshe samples, long, healthy, happy lives, so they'll be free of obstacles, and so all their Dharma wishes will be fulfilled. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So